The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers scream.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 18th day of December 2012. What do we got? Five more days till... Oh, we got 5 days of Christmas shopping. Oh, what? You ran out of money in June? Hey, don't worry. Put it on your credit card. Jeez. Anthony in New York.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So why would they have locked the hospital down when no victims are coming in and out? And I just want to tell you what I think happened there. When a local hospital hears that there's a mass shooting nearby, they start prepping the emergency room for trauma victims.
Yeah, triage. Yeah, they ramp
okay.
it up.
So when none of the victims are coming in, they probably started placing phone calls asking questions like, where are these victims? Which was mistake number one, because then they had to send somebody there to quell the situation, because sure enough, they couldn't let get out to the public that there were no victims coming to the local hospital, because how insane would that look?
Yeah.
That there was a mass shooting and not one victim was brought to a local hospital?
Well,
so
also,
that's my take on that.
Yeah, but also the other school lockdowns in the area, like they were expecting, what was this, Al-Qaeda or something? They were expecting a planned, coordinated attack on other students in other schools. This is nothing. This is not for the children's safety. This is about flaunting their control factor.
Yeah. And one last thing is, lately, and I'm talking about today, there's been a surge of video on the news channels of people going and turning their guns in because of this incident. Now, are we to believe that a lifelong law-abiding citizen who is also a gun owner see something like this, and what are they saying to themselves? I better go turn my gun in before I turn into a raving lunatic and shoot somebody?
Yeah, well, and what the media is, it'll only point to the paranoia out there, because you must be mentally ill. The shooter, his mother, supposedly was a prepper and a survivalist, and she was stockpiling food and weapons and ammunition. But, you know, I look at this whole thing, and when they start doing the series of, oh, people are turning in their guns because they don't feel they're safe, yeah, you go right ahead and do that. Part of the problem we have, and there is a video posted on republicbroadcasting.org in the video section, take a look who the wonderful people were that brought us all this gun control, going back to the 1968 gun control. And Mr. Lautenberg and the list of usual suspects were involved in, back in the 90s, with finally getting gun-free school zones. That meant teachers as well. But I got to give Ricky Perry, I got to give the devil his due here. Just yesterday, he indicated that he's going to support allowing teachers and administrators to carry concealed handguns in response to the Connecticut school massacre that left 20 children dead. Now, let me stop here just by putting this little caveat in. That may sound great to us Texans here, and attaboy, you're starting to look like a conservative, Mr. Perry, finally. But the problem is that the Fed is going to deny that you can do that, just as they did with the states that just passed the marijuana laws. Oh, we got federal law and it trumps your law. We'll just watch this unfold. Anthony, thanks for your call, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll take a break. Guess who we have here? James Corbett from the west shores of sunny, radiated Japan. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
James Corbett, Paul Drockton, John Stadtmiller here. And we have... First, let me say hello, James Corbett.
Hello, John Stadtmiller.
How art thou?
I art's okay, I suppose.
Yeah. Not,
all
not,
things considered.
All thank you for that qualification. People ask me anymore, as I said last hour, how you doing? I just look at them anymore. Do you want the truth or do you want me to lie?
Yeah.
And as Greg House on House said, everybody lies. And I like in particular what they wrote for a line for him. Little white lies are the lies we tell other people to make them feel better about themselves. Justifications are the little lies we tell ourselves to make ourselves feel better about the choices we make. Everybody lies. All right. I've got piled up calls here. James, if you'll bear with me, let me clean some of these callers out, and then we'll get to more subject matter at hand here.
Let's clean their clocks.
Okay. Art, we're here to clean your clock. Hello, Art.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Boy, it's just been nonstop Connecticut shooting on all over the place. No matter where I turn, what show I turn into, it's the same conversations. But nobody's asking the most obvious question. They want us to believe that this kid, this skinny toothpick of a kid, probably doesn't weigh 90 pounds soaking wet with two front pockets full of rocks, is going to walk up into this school carrying with a body armor, tactical gear, rifle, shotgun, two pistols, all this ammo.
And 200 rounds.
200 rounds of ammo, Art.
All right, and
that's 30 pounds, by the way.
Yeah.
And shoots this place up and kills 20 children and 6 adults. Okay, I'm 5'8". I weigh 150 pounds. I'm fully trained, highly skilled, ex-military. I have my own complete set of gear, and I can't even carry that much. Now, think about this. We know that official story. But yet at the same time, I see this interview of a woman who works at the school explaining that you have to come up, push a buzzer, a button, they have to identify who you are, then they buzz you in.
Hmm?
Now, who in their right mind, with any level of intelligence and common sense, is going to believe that someone in the office of the school sees this kid standing up there looking like a paramilitary guerrilla warrior, and they buzzed him in, especially just a few days after he supposedly had an altercation with 3 or 4 of the 16 adults he killed?
Well, I don't think we're... they're scared to death of the social medias out there. I think what is going on here is people are going outside of the controlled media's response to this and looking for other things. And Art, if you've been listening to the program, you've heard me mention the other two suspects that the police had cuffed and in detention, but we have heard nothing about them whatsoever.
Well, you find the same thing at the so-called Gabriel Giffords, Judge John Rolls shooting, the same thing at the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting. You didn't hear about any other people involved except for the alternative and social media. But since you brought up social media, oh, heaven forbid, according to the state police, that anyone should question the official story. Well, you know what? I'm questioning it. Why don't you prosecute me? You know where I'm at.
Well, and does this also include social media blogs connected to websites as well?
Oh, I would imagine it. I would imagine it does.
But since I
consider myself to be part of the social media, I'm questioning the official story. Now, you guys know where I'm at. You've been following me for years. I had to leave my home in Georgia just so my family in Georgia would be safe.
Art,
so you know where I'm at.
Art, and you know damn right well, you were Special Forces, you said?
No, ex-military. I was Scout Recon.
Okay. Marine Force Recon?
No, Army.
Army, okay. Well, they've tracked and traced you. They know exactly where you're at.
Yeah. They have to know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in their file system, and I have to notify them every time I make a move. So they know where I'm at.
Granted,
I'm 50 years old, but they still know where I'm at. I'm questioning.
That statement was made by either a state official in Connecticut or a local official. The Internet isn't even governed by the states. It's governed by the federal government, number one. Number two is this has been tried and retried in the courts forever, and that is if you're expressing your opinion based on information you have, that's your opinion. That's your constitutional right.
That's exactly right. And what they're trying to do here, and that is by electronic media or however the media is, it's still freedom of speech and the right of association. But you know what? I've got something really scary here. This comes out of Arkansas, and this is the effect that this is having on some law enforcement. They think they're now capable of walking on water, and they don't have to answer to anybody. Now, this comes out of Paragould, Arkansas. Mike Caskill and Police Chief Todd Stovall offered residents at a town hall meeting Thursday night at the Westview Baptist Church what could be considered an extreme solution: armed officers patrolling the streets on foot. Now, Stovall told the group that almost 40 residents, not a big thriving metropolis here, but that beginning in 2013, the department would deploy a new streets crime unit to high crime areas on foot to take back the streets. So far, hey, doesn't sound too bad. A little bit of proactive activity from the police walking in the high crime areas. Hey, visible, maybe reduce crime? No, no, no. Police are going to be in SWAT gear and have AR-15s around their necks, Stovall said. And if you're out walking, we're going to stop you, ask you why you're out walking, and check your ID. Now, Stovall said that while some people may be offended by the actions of the department, they should not be. We're going to do it to everybody, he said. Criminals don't like being talked to. Well, if everybody is everybody, not everybody's a criminal. Catskill backed Stovall's proposed actions at the town hall meeting. They said they may not be doing anything but walking their dog, but they're going to have to prove it. Now, he said the police would follow where crime was taking place in order to snuff it out. Normally, police would not stop individuals for simply walking on the street, but he said the level of crime in certain areas and concerns from residents gave his officers the right to institute the actions announced at the town hall meeting. This fear is what's given us the reason to do this. Once I have stats and people saying they're scared, we can do this. It allows us to do what we're fixing to do. Now, I'm not going to read the rest of the story, but you have the response from some little podunk in Arkansas, Paragould. The mayor comes out, and the police chief, this Todd Stovall. One of our people checked the blogs. What police are saying about this guy, I can't even put on air. This guy, I'm surprised that he's not marched out by the townsfolks by sundown today and put against the execution wall. I don't know. But this gives you an idea. Administratively, these guys think that they can do anything they damn well please, and there is no constitution. Am I for crime? No, I'm not. But you put your keisters in those areas, you send your patrols in, you send foot patrols in, but armed with the normal service weapons. If you think you need more, okay, take three or four guys and go walking around the neighborhood. The police presence is always a deterrent. Criminals do not like acting out their criminal plays in front of an audience called the police. But these people, in light of this situation, light and transient reason, we're going to do the Mac Daddy here, and we're going to hammer you people. The hell with the Constitution. It's been proven the police, unless they witness you committing a crime, they don't even have a right to ask you for your ID, let alone walk around and stick an MP5 or an M16 in your face. More of the same stuff.
Unreasonable search and seizure, probable cause.
Well, they're working on the Second Amendment to give that the hee-ho. They're working on the First Amendment to give that the hee-ho. We've already irreparably damaged the Fourth Amendment. We've had the anybody that's anybody with a shiny badge and a gun claiming authority to rifle through your wife's underwear drawer if they so please without warrant. We're already in a martial law state. They just haven't declared it full tilt. I'm sick of this crap. At any rate, thank you, Art, for your call. Let's go to George in Detroit. Hello, George.
Hello?
Hi.
From what I learned in the last 45 years since the riot of 67, criminals are tipped away when they know they will be met with force.
Yep.
And for a dictator such as we have, the only thing that he will understand is force also. That's why I think that the only thing I can figure is for people to organize with Oath Keepers and the constitutional militias. And if the Oath Keepers and the sheriffs were on the air with the intensity as the talk about what happened in Connecticut, a lot of people would know what's going on and hopefully get the organization going.
George, the way I'm looking at this right now, they've used the term tipping point as far as gun control goes. I'll turn that back on them. It's a tipping point in America. People are starting to see the police state for what it is. I do believe this is going to backfire in their face. George, thanks for your call. I got to move on. We'll break. We'll be right back. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, where did we leave off here? Tammy in Texas. Hello, Tammy in Texas.
Well, I love listening to you guys, and I listen often.
What's on your mind?
Oh, good. There's always that delay that I can't get used to that. Yeah, I wanted to ask a couple of questions kind of in a rage here. Did you say that people were turning in their guns because they were afraid they might go crazy and start shooting people?
I don't think, Paul, that's what you said, was it?
Nope. No. People are turning their guns in. I think that they're staged. I think that they basically have individuals that are anti-gun out there saying, well, this has caused me to turn my gun in. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they even owned any guns in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do think that it was staged then? This isn't actually happening.
Well, no. Look, Tammy, I think in this last election, if it demonstrated anything, we've got people out there operating with a half a brain working. I do not have any doubt, and this has happened before. It's happened in major cities. They do gun buyback programs, and people do turn in their weapons. So this isn't something that it's as odd as the planets aligning or whatever, or the Mayan calendar or whatever else. These are human beings, and human beings do stupid things. So don't be shocked that people are going to turn weapons in.
No, I'm not shocked that there will be several or a few that do, But I have to say, you know, I'll turn in my gun when my number's up. But I had another comment to make, and that was that, you know, about the autism spectrum. I'm a little concerned about the fact that people on the autism spectrum now are going to be targeted. I'm the mother of an autistic daughter, and I'm an ex-substitute special needs teacher for many years, and I have witnessed Asperger's, people with Asperger's and anyone on the autism spectrum, and I'm having a very, very difficult time believing that he could do all of these things.
Let me ask you a question, if that's okay. When you look at an I know people who have kids that have Asperger's as well. When you look at an Asperger's, a kid that suffers from Asperger's, antisocial, is that one of the words that comes to your head when you think of a kid with Asperger's? Is that kid's antisocial?
No, it's not. What I've seen for many, many years are Asperger's syndrome people are usually very shy, withdrawn, but they're not antisocial. When you talk to them, they're usually so very sweet, they just don't know how to interact. There's a difference between being antisocial and being clumsy.
Well, and Tammy, this is, and I know a little bit, I've been doing reading on Asperger's, and I know a little bit about vaccinations and how that induces what one of your children has. And if this is the case, that he has Asperger's, and they're claiming that due to a newspaper report, Hearst newspaper, oh no, the kid wasn't on any drugs. Well, then it doubly doesn't make any sense. If he's shy, you know, he's not overt or overly aggressive, then what the hell would make him go into a school and shoot 20 children?
No, I have never once seen that in my years as a substitute teacher for special needs kids. My 20-year-old daughter, who is severely autistic, I have never seen one. Oh, not to mention the fact that I've also started years ago a support group for parents of special needs kids. And in all these 20 years, I have never witnessed anything that would come even close to what they are claiming. And what is bothering me is the fact that autistic children now, or people on the autism spectrum, will now be targeted.
Well,
you can't put anything past what these people, they're despicable and evil, and we all know that. But that is my biggest concern right now, and I'm just furious listening to you guys. I need to turn you off now and not listen for a little while so I can cool down.
Well, Tammy,
well, no, you're right. The reason I asked you the question is because I know that. I know what you said is true, that they've been mischaracterized. And basically, Asperger's children, they have unbelievable cognitive skills, and where they seem to be lacking is in the emotional area. But they don't show the signs of aggression that this kid did.
Yeah, but Tammy...
No, what they show is social... A lack in social skills.
Right.
A lack in social skills is not aggression.
Right. No, I understand. I understand that. But Tammy, why are you upset?
Because my daughter is autistic, and I don't want for. I love autistic people. I love autistic people. I've been around them now for 20 years. I've taught them. I love them. They're very special, special people. They're very gentle people, and they are victims of our society, of the pharmaceutical
companies. I understand that. What I'm trying to drill down here to is this. If we believe that this kid was an Asperger's, he had Asperger's, is there a possibility that he was put on these psychoactive drugs and it brought him out of that shyness, brought out a side of him that normally would not be there?
I think you're going to have to put me on hold until I hear the music.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Well, hold on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing Michael Anthony's private stock, Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung Formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great-tasting herbal teas, and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Tammy, I understand what you're saying about autistic children, and I know a good majority of them why they are like they are. But my only point here, and I wanted to clarify, that if in fact this kid had behavioral problems and he was seeing a doctor, and if he was prescribed some of these mood-altering drugs, that in fact he could go from being that that Asperger's victim to maybe being going into a murderous rampage, losing control and touch with reality. That was my point.
And it's a good point. I don't argue that point, but my daughter, too, is on medications, unfortunately, for her. I didn't know anything about autism, and 20 years ago, I'd never even heard of it. I'd never even seen Rain Man, which I think that's the same year, but that my own daughter got diagnosed. And the fact is that when she was put on prescription drugs, and all the other children that I've seen over the years, have I seen them act out aggressively? Only on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But have I seen them do anything to hurt anyone else? No, I've not. Yes, I do agree that yes, they do change their behavior. But to come out like that and go ballistic.
Yeah. Well, and if
come out of their social awkwardness and go ballistic in this manner, I don't believe that.
Well,
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it either.
Tammy, and you know what? What you don't hear in the news anymore is, remember these crib deaths? They gave it a name. They called it sudden or infant death syndrome, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. What they discovered was it was vaccines that they were shooting the babies up with.
Yes. Oh, don't get me started on the vaccines.
Okay.
I mean, that's
all
the
right.
whole reason why my daughter is where she is.
Understood.
And why she's... But I wanted to make that point because
okay.
now there's
going
to be victims yet again.
Yes, ma'am, there are. And that's unfortunate. Tammy, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All righty. Bob, you know what? Before I go to Bob or Johnny, I know you got to get out of here because you got to prep for your own show here. Mm-hmm. Paul Drockton, we got a screaming deal for people out there. And for God's sakes, people, protect yourself. Would you just bullets and beans? Throw some bullion in there. Throw some silver in there. You're going to need it when the system comes a-tumbling down. Paul, what do you got?
Well, you know, we've got some very interesting offers this week. For example, the 1 ounce Libertad, which is from Mexico, believe it or not. It's a 1 ounce pure silver coin, and there's 100 of them. These are 2013, so newly minted. 100 for $3,640, or you can get 1,000 silver Canadian maples for the same price, $3,640. Or if you prefer, and you want newly minted silver rounds, which are also 1 ounce pure silver from our private mint, to your door, $3,540 for 100. Or for those that are buying gold, we've got the 1 ounce gold maples for $1,772 each. And trust me when I tell you, John, I don't see prices touching here again.
Well, I'm in agreement, and once the controls start to slip away, you're going to see this stuff skyrocket. Give Paul Drockton a call at 800-691-7898. Forgot the number? Just go up to our website, take a look at the Republic Trading Group banner. Just click that on. That'll take you to the new site. Paul Drockton's information is all over that. Paul Drockton, thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Thank you. Boy, this is kind of, James, we've been rolling calls here for 35 minutes and you've barely had an opportunity to speak. I'm going to ask the remaining callers here to be brief. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
I'm not the brightest bulb in the package, but why hasn't anybody addressed using non-lethal force? Even one of these kids' little pump-up squirt guns filled with Clorox is good at 50 feet, or my personal favorite, a 12-gauge loaded with Tic Tacs. Thank you. And it works quite well.
Right.
I have a farm that hunting, you know, they have dogs for bear hunting up here,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten rid of all the dog packs that come onto my place, and I get rid of them without killing them.
Well, and there's all sorts of super high-tech weaponry out there as well. And, you know, rather than lobbing tear gas or whatever, they've got agents they can introduce into confined spaces that will literally knock everybody out without killing them.
And nobody seems to be following that course at all.
Yeah, I understand. Well, and it's what it is. It's what they're equipped with, what they're used to, and this is what we're going to demonstrate. We're in control. We have the lethal force, and this is what we're going to use.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Dan in Illinois. Hello, Dan.
Hello, hello, John. I got some gun control numbers for you.
Okay.
1911, Turkey established gun control. Between 1915 and 1917, 1.5 million Armenians died. 1928, Germany, between 39 and 45, 13 million people died. 1929, Soviet Union, from 29 to 53, 20 million people. 1964, Guatemala, between 64 and 81, 100,000 Mayans. 1970, Uganda, between 71 and 79, 300,000 Christians. And in 1956, Cambodia, And 1 million people were killed between 75 and 77, bringing the grand total of to 56 million people killed in the 20th century after gun control was enacted in their countries.
Yep, and I'm fond of saying this. 64 million people, gun owners in this country yesterday, didn't kill anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, and thank you for holding for that. Let me take one more. Johnny in New York. Hello, Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny. I'm Johnny from New York, and we got a sportscaster here called Warner Wolf, and he says, let's go to the videotape. I'd like to see the videotape of this guy entering this place. Where the hell is the videotape, please? Thank you.
All right. I don't know the answer to that question, but we got videotape with another suspect out running around in the woods with camo apprehended by the police. And not nary a word, but, you know, all these conspiracy theories going out over the, the communication devices. Beware. There's state and federal laws. We're going to come and get you. James Corbett, when you saw this thing happening in the United States, where did your thoughts first go?
My thoughts first went to a conversation that I had in July with Lauren Coleman of the Copycat Effect about the Batman shooter. And we were talking at that time about the idea, the meme of mass shootings and how they propagate through society, mostly through to the incessant 24/7 nonstop news coverage of these events in their immediate wake, and how the media coverage really does actually perpetuate the entire mass shooting meme and makes it more likely to happen again and again and again in the future. And that really is my take on it, and that's why I haven't really discussed this on my program yet.
Hmm. Well, things are getting really weird. I did Friday's program. And that was a rough show to do. I right at the outset, I said, you know, these are programs that I do not like doing, because innocent children getting butchered, it's bad. And they were throwing the crying towel out there in mass. Now, I cannot fault people for being concerned about their children. But we have had the gun grabbers for years and years and years, trying to do away with the so-called assault weapons. And I'm here to say that these things that are semi-automatic, these are not assault weapons. These are semi-automatic rifles that look, for all intents and purposes, just like the real thing. But they are not assault weapons. But this, this is not going to stop the Barbara Boxers, the Chuck Schumers. This is not going to stop the communists / Democrats in this country, and there are Republicans too. Don't get everybody in, don't get in a bunge here. We've got people equally on both sides of the aisle that ignore the Constitution. But they're locking down and throwing away the key on the First Amendment. They've already thrown out the Fourth Amendment, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. They're now working on the Second Amendment. And, you know, James, I just knew. I told people, you're going to see this for the next 2 days. Absolute non-stop coverage of this. You're going to be lucky to see any other kind of news. And they did it for 3 days. And I told them, I said, probably at the end of that second day, you're going to see the gun grabbers coming in mass. Well, what I was surprised to see is not only the gun grabbers coming in after a day and a half, but also the psychologist and the psychiatrist rolling in. And telling people that, yes, you know, we've got to revamp this whole thing. We've got to look at this. Even suggested that if the schools are big enough that they have full-time staffed psychiatrists, which are MDs with a psychology degree, you know, they could be a first responder there, or they can give counseling. And what does a psychiatrist that's an MD have the ability to do? Oh, that's
drugs.
Right. That's right. To build more little monsters that are going to blow apart in the future. So when I saw this, I was prepared for the gun grabbers, but here comes the psychology aspect to this all.
And pretty ironic, since as you just mentioned, and as I'm sure many people are aware by now, it's the drugs that are very much the culprit in so many of these cases, and yet they're going to propose that as the solution, so it's going to only ramp things up even further. So, surprise, surprise, they're proposing the exact thing that's causing the problem as the cure to the problem.
You know, I'm looking at my calendar, James. Today is the 18th. We're not going to be here on the 25th, and the 31st is New Year's Eve.
I don't think I'll be there either, because that'll be New Year's Day for me.
It would be New Year's Day. Can I do this? Can I snag you for one more show?
Yes, you can.
All
when
right.
would you like to do that?
That would be... Let me pull the calendar off.
This is exciting radio right here.
I'm telling you. Hey, it's unscripted. We work without a net. Okay, I don't have a 2013 calendar, but let's snag you for the first Tuesday in January.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I shouldn't joke about this on air. I went to a Catholic school, Our Lady of Perpetual Guilt, and I would forever be remiss and feel guilty because you did not get the proper time in that second hour. We had record numbers on this program today, and my apologies, sir. I do so enjoy the educated banter I have with James Corbett. You're going to maintain your website, are you not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm not changing that. I'll be putting out video reports and interviews and podcasts, etc. Just not the weekday radio show.
Okay, well, and I'll tell you what. Into the future here, if it's possible to maybe do a weekend show before you can come back and do a daily show, let us be the first one on the block for that one.
You will be the first one on my mind, that's for sure.
All right, I appreciate that very much. What do you got coming up on your broadcast tonight?
Tonight we're going to, well, last night we were talking about 2012 and going over some of the biggest stories of the last year, so tonight we're going to go over 2013 and some predictions for the coming year, and we're going to talk about predictions in general and some of the crazier ones that are out there and how people can use discernment when it comes to predictions. So it's an interesting topic.
Well, if you have an understanding of the banking system, if you have an understanding of the fascist / communist / socialist, if you have an understanding of the duties and obligations by way of the constitution of the government, and you understand what they have done with law in this country administratively, you know, it was ironic today. There was a Travis County Sheriff's deputy, nice-looking black guy, looked really spiffy in his uniform. His riding partner was a female, and they're getting their car cleaned or something. And I asked this deputy, I said, you know, I said, I don't envy you your position. And he says, why is that? I says, because you're being told to follow policy. If you don't, you don't collect your paycheck and you're fired. I said, going into the future, I said, are you going to continue to follow policy? And he says, yeah, if I want to get my paycheck. And he stopped and he looked at me and he says, of course, with limits. Now, I don't know exactly what that meant, you know, but I people are getting really frustrated. And there was a term that was used with this Connecticut shooting, that this is a tipping point in this country, that we're now going to rationally and not politicize, mind you. We're going to keep politics out of this, but we have a national problem, and we need to dialogue to some sort of consensus. Well, yeah, I know where all that verbiage comes from. But when I'm looking at this, and I see them using the term tipping point, the thought occurred to me that what's going on in this country right now and the assaults against Americans' freedoms and their constitutional, or some would believe their God-given, but they were enumerated in the documents, but government is not God, okay? Government is, they didn't create anything. They have no ability to claim you as an asset to the state. There are many things that they have done that is just beyond the pale of understanding for most people. But I see a real tipping point coming because they're moving fast and furiously. Had to slide that in there. They're moving to a point where even the brain dead, James, in this country are starting to wake up.
I think that's exactly it. It doesn't take an Einstein to see that to see the trends and where things are going and to read between the lines of their statements about, you know, dialoguing to consensus and all of that. I think we know where that's going. And I think that's generally the thrust of where I'm going to be going with my program tonight, because, again, we can predict the trends, but people who come out claiming to be able to predict specific events on specific days are either involved in the plot or they're talking out their rear orifice. So we'll be going over some of that tonight as well.
Well, it'd be really shameful if it was a front orifice. It'd be really, really difficult for him. you know, I was just thinking as you were saying that, we had a well-known radio talk show host that claimed that he predicted the 9/11 incident. And that's not quite true. Who actually did that was William Cooper. And that information was just lifted from that guy. And, of course, he's not around to argue the deal anymore because the cops shot and killed the guy. But that being as it may, what is your take? You've got a very clear, linear type of thinking, my friend. What do you think of the Hillary Clinton thing and not being able to show up day after tomorrow, Thursday? That'd be Friday for you. What do you think of her not being able to show up on the very commission that she started to give testimony in front of the Senate on this Benghazi deal?
Yeah, strange how that works, isn't it? What happened to Panetta and not Panetta, Petraeus, and then now with Clinton. And
the first general I think that's been bounced for making love and not war.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. I suppose that's probably a new requirement of the U.S. military, though. Top brass can't make love, only war.
Yeah.
It's extremely interesting, isn't it? And quite convenient, I suppose. But really, what do we expect to come from a commission hearing like that anyway, that she herself set up? Obviously, it's going to just be skirting around the edges, and I don't think they're going to exactly pry open the inner workings of the whole plot. So it's just a convenient way, I guess, to get her to avoid having to say anything or commit herself publicly on any particular plot point of that narrative.
Well, and this is thick enough, and where there's smoke, there's fire. Even Susan Rice, that was out there parroting what the White House had said, and, oh, yes, it was the videos that caused this. No, Ambassador Stevens was himself involved with getting the heavy artillery out of Libya and sending it over to Syria to the opposition to the Assad government. Now, that could prove very embarrassing to Hillary Clinton. She skated the Fast and Furious along with Eric Holder. We've only saw Eric Holder just recently pop his head out of the gopher hole yesterday to make some comments about the Connecticut shooting. But here's this guy up to his eyeballs with this thing in the Fast and Furious deal, along with Hillary Clinton. She got by unscathed. He dropped out of sight. But Susan Rice thinks, you know, this is going to be a little bit too much for even me to deal with. She is a very accomplished and slick liar. But even she bailed out. And Hillary, I don't know, God, could you imagine? She has not officially, because this is only the second term of the commander-in-chief that we have in office right now, but she is tentatively thinking about throwing her hat into the presidential ring for 2016. I could not imagine, first off, the first woman being president of the United States with this kind of baggage going back to Mena, Arkansas, and before.
Anyone who's actually looked into the Clintons and their past would actually shiver at the thought of her actually gaining control of the commander-in-chief spot. So absolutely, people should be aware of that. And really, I think the only thing that saves us from that possibility is, of course, we are in the second term of another Democrat administration. So it's going to be highly likely that the voters will be looking for a change in 2016. So that probably sets up whatever Republican puppet they want to put in, such as Jeb Bush. So we might have a Bush-Clinton 2016 run. You never know.
I'll tell you what, Ron Paul in a wheelchair with only half a brain working would be better than anything I've seen in the White House in the last 20 years.
Yeah, if you can say that again. I'd take a quarter of a brain, maybe an eighth of a brain.
Do you know, it was funny, James, last night I was checking out some stories on the internet and running across the Ron Paul clips from the 08 presidential run, the 2012 run, and I allowed myself the luxury of slipping back into that mindset that everybody was so giddy that we had actually a constitutionalist and a real person that was running for the presidency of the United States, and I allowed myself the luxury of slipping back into time and at least reveling in images and aspirations of the past.
Well, I guess we can't dwell in the past, but it's good to remember where we came from, and it's good to not let those ideas die, because, of course, the ideas do survive long after political careers end. So it's time to soldier on and continue spreading the word about liberty.
And I'm just dying to ask you this question. I can't let you go. I'm not asking you to tip your full hand here. Just show me a few of your cards. What are some of your predictions, a few of your predictions for next year?
Ace of Diamonds, King of Clubs, and you don't mean that.
And no, two twos do not beat my two threes.
predictions, basically, economically, definitely we're going to see the currency wars kicking off in earnest, and we're going to see that starting actually probably this week with the Bank of Japan really opening the floodgates, and that's going to start off currency wars. So we're going to see the race to the bottom, which we've already seen starting, really, but I think it's going to intensify over 2013.
And let me interject this question. From a political standpoint, Japan wants to go to war with China. Who are they expecting to come in to their aid? Because I don't think Japan has quite the military the Chinese do. I know they don't have the manpower. If Japan goes to war with China, who do they expect to side with them?
Well, it's obviously going to be the U.S. military. Why else are you guys here? Japan has a really schizophrenic policy right now, because the new incoming prime minister is saying, well, we want to build up our relations with the U.S. and we want to build up our relations with China. And, oh, by the way, those contested islands are completely ours and we won't allow China to even talk about taking them. So I don't know how that's going to happen. I think that's just more election BS, but we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, we're such friends and buds and pals with the Chinese right now. We're scared that they're going to knock on the door for Uncle Sam to ante up with all the treasury bills that they're still holding. And I just do not see, with all the American money sitting in China right now, that we would side with the Japanese to go against the moneyed interest now fully entrenched in China.
The only thing I can think is that if the U.S. is trying to keep China in check, then they're working with Japan, they're working with the Philippines, they're working with Vietnam, they're working with other countries in the area that could provide that type of counterbalance, which is why they're trying to build up ASEAN and TPP and other such agreements. So there is a balance of power type of thing going on here as well, but when does that balance tip, and when do they just start openly, you know, admitting China's won? I don't know. It's not a very pleasant state of affairs for really anyone, but we'll have to continue documenting it.
I think the biggest problem that countries are now facing is their monetary problems. And before anything can be done, once people realize of what the fiat bankster gangsters have done to their countries and to the individual wealth, if that happens, I predict for 2013, maybe a heck of a lot of peace breaks out and some love and understanding. But I might I might be reaching, James.
Well, we gotta try. We gotta imagine. We gotta make it happen.
I understand, James Corbett. Corbett Report. That's spelled CORBETT Report.com. And James, we'll see you for one more show. And have yourself a merry little Christmas, my friend.
You too, and thank you all out there for listening.
All right. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm running out of time trying to do this. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.